Allah sana. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله we are still in the month of Rabiul Awwal we have a day or two left for its completion so the bayans in Rabiul Awwal have been around the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the different aspects of the beloved's life and his interaction with the different types of people amongst them today I want to speak about how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us to raise our children so that they have the sunnat inside their lives and a love for the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear friends, we can leave from this world. The person who is married and he leaves behind him children and he passes away from this world, his child could be, mashallah, you know, a doctor, he could be a very influential person of the world. But if he has not loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I personally feel we have failed as a father or a mother. Our children should have inside their lives love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it's our job to do this. That is why ulama have mentioned that tarbiyatul awlad ala sunnati Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very important. The nurturing of the children in accordance with the manner of following the sunnah of Nabiya Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very important. And that's something as parents, majority of us fail to do so. So we ask Allah Pak, He gives us tawfiq inshallah to realize this. That's why one of the greatest gifts Allah Pak has placed in our hand are our children. Our children is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We constantly worry for them, for their education, for their well-being, for the health, for the marriage, for the job, you know, all walks of life, we worry about them. When they're away from our company, we think about them. When they're away from our eyes, we worry about them. But the greatest worry has to be that will my child have love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah sabko naseeb farmaye. Aur samajhne ki tawfeeq ata farmaye. Bahut aham baat hai, bahut aham cheez hai, ki hamari aulaad ke dilon ke andar حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی وقعت اور عظمت اور سنتوں سے محبت پیدا ہو جائے ورنہ میں سمجھتا ہوں کہ ایک والد ہونے کے ناطے اگر میرے چھوٹا سا بچہ بڑا ہونے کے باوجود جو ہے عمر کے مرحلے طے کر کے اپنی بڑی عمر کو پہنچ جائے اور میں نے اس کے دل میں یہ راسخ نہیں کیا کہ حضور کون تھے حضور کی محبت کیا ہے تو از اے فادر میں سمجھتا ہوں کہ میں فیل ہو گیا ہوں چھ جائے بچہ بزنس چلانے والا ہو ڈاکٹر ہو پائلٹ ہو انجینئر ہو تو یہ سب چیزیں فانی ہے یہ تو آنے والی ہے جانے والی ہے تو سب سے اہم جو چیز ہے جب قبر میں یہ سوال ہوگا کہ اتعرف هذا الرجل الذي بعث فيكم کہ ڈو یو ریکگنائز دس مین ہو واز سینٹ امونگسٹ یو میننگ تمہیں پہچان ہے کہ یہ آپ کا نبی ہے یا نہیں اگر محبت نہیں ہوگی تو آپ کیسے جواب دے سکے کہ یہ میرا نبی ہے ناممکن ہے کانٹ ہیپن Because the tongue won't speak, the heart will speak. اس لیے جلالدین سیوتی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ نے جامع الصغیر میں ایک روایت نقل کی ہے حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ اس کے راوی ہے کہ فرمایا کہ ادبو ایک روایت میں آتا ہے ادبو اور دوسرے میں علمو علمو اولادکم علی ثلاث خصال سب سے پہلی چیز جس کی تعلیم میرے ذمے اور آپ کے ذمے تھی باپ یا ماں ہونے کے ناطے کیا تھی علموا اولادکم علی ثلاث خصال اپنے بچوں کو تین چیز کی تعلیم دو. سب سے پہلی بنیادی تعلیم. اب باپ بننا آسان ہے لیکن بچے پیدا کرنا بھی آسان ہے. اب اس بچے کو سنتوں پر عمل کرنے والا بنانا یہ مشکل کام ہے کیونکہ ہم خود اس سے جو ہے دور ہے. تو تین چیزیں, پہلی کیا چیز تھی, علموا اولادکم علی ثلاث خصال, ٹیچ یور چلڈرن تھری بیسک فنڈامنٹل پوائنٹس. نمبر ون, سب سے پہلی تعلیم جو از اے فادر اینڈ از اے مدر آئی ہیو ٹو ٹیچ دیم, سب سے پہلی تعلیم حدیث میں کیا ہے, حب نبیکم, حب نبیکم, حب نبیکم, آپ کے نبی علیہ السلام کے محبت کی تعلیم. As a father, I check my life. Am I teaching my child the love for Rasulullah? Am I teaching my child who is Rasulullah? Am I teaching my child the maqam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If not, then the basic ta'aleem I'm not doing. یہ پہلی بات. دوسری بات میں حدیث میں آتا ہے, وَحُبِّ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ, اہل بیت سے محبت کی تعلیم دو. اور تیسری کیا تعلیم تھی, وَحُبِّ قِرَاءَةِ الْقُرْآنِ, قرآن شریف کی تلاوت کرنے کی محبت پیدا کرو. یہ بنیادی تعلیم ہے, اس کے بعد جو بنانا ہے بناؤ. تو ابھی بھی اسٹل ناٹ لیٹ, اللہ ہم سب کو عمل کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے. تو کبھی کبھی وقت نکالنا چاہیے, بچوں کے ساتھ بیٹھو, اپنے پوتوں کے ساتھ بیٹھو, نواسوں کے ساتھ بیٹھو, تو خود ہمیں فائدہ ہوتا ہے. جب تعلیم, مذاکرے, دین کی بات گھروں کے اندر ہوتی ہے تو ایک گھروں کے اندر ایک ماحول, ایک نور پیدا ہوتا ہے, ایک رحمت اترتی ہے, فرشتوں کا نزول ہوتا ہے. سو وی شوڈ کنٹینیولی ٹیچ اور چلڈرن اینڈ پریکٹس دس آور سیلف. اللہ ہم سب کو توفیق عطا فرمائے. تو قرآن شریف میں کیا حکم ہے, یا ایھا الذین آمنوا قوا انفسکم واہلیکم نارا, او یو ہو بلیو پروٹیکٹ یور سیلف اینڈ یور فیملیز فرام دا فائر. سو آور ریسپانسبلٹی از ناٹ جسٹ ٹو فیڈ آور چلڈرن, just to feed them, not just to clothe them, but to form our children, create and protect our children and allow them and show them the road to Jannat, the road to Jannat. Aaj hi subah ko zehn muntakil ho gaya bhi, we doing a hadith in Mishkat Sharif, to usme ye tha ki Hudur sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best women to choose someone to marry. So he said, the best women are those women who ride the camels, the pious ladies of Quraysh. It's a long hadith. So he's telling the Sahaba that the pious ladies from the Quraysh who ride camels, they are the best ladies to marry. And then he says, they have two qualities inside them. So ulama ne is pe tashreeh yahi ki hai, ke jab shaadi karni ho na kisi se, to look into their family, ke unki auraton ka kya, بچوں کے ساتھ یعنی دیکھ بھال کس طرح ہوتا ہے. اگر ان عورتوں کے اندر بچوں کی محبت ہے زیادہ, تو اسی خاندان میں رشتہ طے کرو. اور حضور کا فرمان ہے, بخاری شریف کی حدیث ہے, فرمایا کہ ایسی عورت سے نکاح کرو, یعنی سب سے بہترین عورت وہ ہے, احناء علی ولد فی صغرہ, یہ کلمہ, احناء علی ولد فی صغرہ, جو بچوں کے اوپر بہت زیادہ شفقت کرنے والی ہوتی ہے ان کے بچپنے میں, یعنی ہر وقت ان کو ٹوستی نہیں رہتی کہ یہ کرو وہ کرو یہ کرو وہ کرو, نہیں, محبت, یو امبریس دیم, یو لو دیم, یو کس دیم, یو ہگ دیم, یو اسپینڈ ٹائم ود دیم, دے فیل دا مدرز وارمنس اینڈ لو, دے فیل کمپیشن فرام دا مدر, they feel her nearness, they can sit with the mother and enjoy the whole day, and at night time they can, you know, the mother can visit them and they feel so solace and contentment around her. So farmaya, when you want to get your child married, look for a family in which they love the children. Why? These loving the children means here that you will give them a good education, because you love them so much you won't want them to go to the fire of Jahannam. He'll always be at home there protecting the iman. Allah Pak give us tawfiq. That's something that came to my mind. So the most safest way is to show the road which leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the young age of our children, and make the child love Rasulullah. We have to make, aaj ka jo mazmoon hai mukhtasar waqt mein, ke make our children love Rasulullah. Allah hum sab ko naseeb farmaye. Make your child love Rasulullah. Aapne kabhi dekha hoga na, jo chote se bachche hote hain, humne dekha madrasa ke andar ke ye jab World Cup hota hai to, you know, they say the football players names, fir unki t-shirt pehnenge aur fir un jaisi harkatein karte hain, because they love that player, they love that sports player so much. To aisi mohabbat jo hai jo bilkul pagal bana deti hai, that's the kind of love we have to teach our children for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah has told us the importance of this as well, because when a child will love someone, he will naturally imitate him. So if your child loves a particular football player, he will imitate him. And if you train your child to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what will he do? He will imitate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ke huzur ka kaise khane ka tareeka tha, kapde pehne ka tareeka, sone ka tareeka, chalne ka tareeka, bathroom istemal karne ka tareeka, badon ke sath kya taluq tha, choton ke sath, all is interact. You can be the means of protecting the identity of your child, and then subhanallah, he will become the aashiq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So laqad kana lakum fi rasulillahi uswatun hasana, the greatest role model is the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. With him, we have the excellent example, how he smiled, how he spoke, how he ate, how he slept, how he treated the poor, how he was with the animals. You know, all of these things are important. So, to all the parents who are listening here and those at home, remember this, how do we do this? The sunnat method, we think sometimes tarbiyat means just keep on shouting at them, better don't do this, better don't do this, better don't do that, better sit properly, better come here, better be quiet. But nee. You can't teach them Islam like this. You can't. The moment you go away, they won't follow. Aapke darr aur khauf ki wajah se wo kaam karenge. But you're not there, they're not going to be bothered about it. So what you have to do is you have to create the love for that sunnah inside them. Ek misal samajh lijiye. Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radhiyallahu anhu 10 saal ke bacche the, 10 years old Anas ibn Malik radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and he did khidmat for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for 10 years. Now you think in your mind, a 10 year old jo bachcha aapka ho, jo 10 saal ka ho, 9-10 saal ka ho, aur aap usko waqf karte ho ke beta jao jaakar khidmat karo is morana sahab ki. یہاں پر ام سلیم نے کیا کیا, اپنے چھوٹے سے بچے کو 10 سال کی عمر تھی, کہ بیٹا میں آپ کو وقف کر رہی ہوں, جاؤ اور حضور علیہ السلام کی خدمت کرو. 10 سال عمر تھی. اب ایک 10 سال بچے سے کتنی غلطیاں ہوتی ہیں, ہوتا ہے نا, چائلڈ از 10 ایئرز اولڈ, ہاؤ مچ مسٹیکس ول ہی میک, سو مینی مسٹیکس. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم انٹریکشن ود انس بن مالک, حضرت انس بن مالک ہمسیلف سیز کہ خدمت النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم 10 سنین, I served the beloved for 10 years, فما قال لی اف قط, not even once in 10 years did he say اف to me. Never shouted at me, never told me off, never scolded me, never made me feel uncomfortable, never made me feel out of place. He never said to me once in 10 years, Lima sana'ata, why did you do that? Or Allah sana'ata, why didn't you do that? Yehi tarbiyat. That's how you make a child love the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we as parents, we fail every day. We hit them, we shout at them, we tell them wrong. Why? Because we haven't got love for sunnah ourselves. Allah hum sab ko samajhne ki taufeeq naseeb farmaye. Sab har ek se ho jata hai. But what we need to do is we need to create love for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And how do we do this? Simple, I'm going to finish now, is look at the sunnah of Rasulullah. What did he do? Ek do waqiat zehn mein aa rahe. Aqra ibn Habis, ek shakhs aate hai, sahabi hote radhiyallahu anhu, he came, Huzur Islam apne jo hai nawase ke sath bhi baithe hue, Hazrat Hasan radhiyallahu anhu, aur unko bosa de rahe. He's kissing his grandson Hazrat Hasan. Aqra ibn Habis, he comes into the room and he sees the Prophet Islam kissing his grandson, Hazrat Hasan. And Aqra ibn Habis looks at him and says, huh, you're kissing your grandson? I have got 10 children. I have never kissed them once. Thinking ye shuja'at aur bahadri koi achhi cheez hai. It's not.
So Rasulullah looked at him and said, "Man la yarham la yurham." He who doesn't show mercy will never be shown mercy. If you don't show mercy, you won't be shown mercy. So you have to show mercy to the children to acquire the rahmat from Allah also. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, hadith ne hume yehi sikhaya ki yehi sunnat tarika hai. Softness, gentleness, kissing your children, hugging your children, smiling at them, sitting with them, talking to them, asking how the day went, listening to them. This is such an important sunnat. Listening to your children. We're so busy ourselves, we don't make time to listen to our children's problems. I come tired home from work, the child comes from school, he's excited, he wants to share something with me. We say, "Beta, no, don't talk yet. Let me relax. I've had a hard day at work." Raat ka waqt hota hai, ki chalo, I'm taking the kids into bed, 9, 10 o'clock. So, Abu, can I have a quick chat? I want to tell you. Beta, no, you go sleep, you're going to wake up late for school. Kya karna hai? Niche jaake TV dekhna hota hai bas. So this, jo bachche hote hai na, they're not going to be holding your finger all your life. Chand saalon ke baad ye bade ho jayenge. And you won't have that opportunity. Now is the time to make them love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a very important message of Rabiul Awwal of Sirat. And no matter how big you are, main bahut bada hoon aur sheikh hoon aur ye hoon aur wo hoon, bring yourself down to the level of the child. You have to enter the world of the child. I'll give you one example. You'll be shocked. You've probably heard this hadith before. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from whom the angels come to visit him. You know, dignitaries around the world visit him. Jibreel alayhi salam visits him with utmost respect. You know, the maqam, rahmatul alameen. Siratu bi ru'ab, the kuffar will be 1 month journey away. And they will begin to shake and quiver. Okay, oh, we're going to see the Prophet Islam. Such a great maqam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet, from that level, he would come all the way down to a small child's level to interact with him. Hazrat Anas had a brother called Umair. Umair had a pet bird. Ek parinda tha uske paas. Umair uska naam tha. Ek parinda usne paal rakha tha. Uske saath used to play with it, usse mohabbat, used to love it. So ek din hua kya, wo parinda mar gaya. That bird died. So he used to cry. Now bachche ko tasalli kaun de? If your pet dies, if a child's pet dies, how are you going to console him? So Rasulullah would see him. Subhanallah. And he would make time for him. And he would say, "Ya Aba Umair, ma fa'ala al-Nughair." Oh, father of Umair. So he was called Umair, but Rasulullah, out of love and joking, would say, "Aba Umair, oh father of Umair." He's a young boy. So when a young boy said, like, called like a boss, "Oh, look, he's calling me a boss." So Rasulullah said to him, "Ya Aba Umair, oh father of Umair." So he's like, "Oh, well, I'm a father of Umair. I'm a young boy." "Ya Aba Umair, ma fa'ala al-Nughair," and joke with him. "Oh, tell me what's happened to your bird. Come on, tell me what's happened to your bird." So the boy's got someone to talk to about his pet bird. And at the same time, Rasulullah is rhyming with him and honoring him and giving him time and joking with him and showing him affection. So that pet bird that died and he looked so much, Rasulullah came all the way down into his level, into his world, and spoke with him in such a way that boy forgot about the pain of the dead bird. This is sunnat of Rasulullah. This is sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what we are missing in the ummah. And that is why the moment your child turns 15, 16, he doesn't want to know you. When it changes 19, 20, wo khud faisle khud karta hai. Ammi abbu ka mashwara leta hi nahi hai. And after he's 25 to 30, he's never going to see you again. See you later. So this is where we are messing up on this. Allah Pak give all of us tawfiq. So main baat khatam karne ja raha hu. So we have to put this, the instill the sunnah of Rasulullah. Enter into the mind of the child. Ask him about school. Ask him about what he likes, what he enjoys, what he likes eating, what he did today. You know, how was school? Who are your friends? Know who your kids' friends are. You know, say a joke with him, talk with him. And but in that whole conversation, you bring the sunnah of Rasulullah inside, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So is tarah jo hai, you do tarbiyat in such a way that you have won his heart over. And then, you know, when you teach them with love and affection, they will never forget what you teach them. They will never forget. Final point, and I'll finish now. There was one boy called Umar ibn Abi Salama. He was the stepson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Rasulullah's wife, Ummi Salama, she was married to a man called Abu Salama. He passed away. They had a child called Umar. So when Rasulullah alayhi wasallam married Ummi Salama, the child also came with Ummi Salama. So he was like the Rabib, it's called Rabib in Arabic, the stepson. So he used to, whenever the Prophet ﷺ was in the house of Ummi Salama, radiallahu anha, the young boy would be there. So look at this lesson for life. He sat down to eat food. So Rasulullah ﷺ saw him that while this, let's say this is the plate, so the boy is eating like this. Kabhi idhar se haath maare, kabhi idhar se maare, kabhi us piyale, us kone mein se, is kone mein se. So Huzur ﷺ dekh rahe the. So he held his hand and said, Ya ghulam, eh piyale bache, look at this, muhabbat. I could have said, better, this is wrong, don't do this. Ya ghulam, sammillah, first bat. Wa kul bi yameenik wa kul mimma yaleeka. Eh piyare bache, Allah ka naam liya karo khane par, daayin haath se khaya karo, aur apni kareebi taraf se khaya karo. Say Allah's name, eat with your right hand and eat from your own side. That Umar ibn Abi Salama says, the entire life I never forgot the instruction of Rasulullah. Why? It's how he was taught with love and affection. That's why when the children sit down to eat, the elders should sit down with them and should teach them the manners and etiquettes of eating as well. So this is so important. And Rasulullah, from even when children were young, he would look at the opportunity. بچپنے کے اندر تعلیم دینے چاہیے. So you know, you could instill something inside them that could last for a long lifetime. حضرت انس بن مالک چھوٹی عمر کے تھے, small boy, and Rasulullah taught him such a beautiful teaching that the elders would feel, oh, this is only maybe for us because we are old age or we are more mature. I'll give you one hadith and I'll finish now. So انس بن مالک, Rasulullah said to him, Ya Bunayya, اے میرے پیارے بچے. So he listened and he said, يا بني إن قدرت أن تصبح وتمسي وليس في قلبك غش لأحد ففعل. اے میرے پیارے بچے, اگر تم سے ہو سکے نا صبح اور شام کو دل کو صاف رکھا کرو. Look at this teaching. Keep your heart clean. ليس في قلبك غش. Don't have hatred or jealousy in your heart for anyone. صبح کو اور شام کو یہ کیا کرو, ففعل. Do this. And then he said, why? ذَلِكَ مِن سُنَّتِي, یہ میرا طریقہ ہے. This is my blessed life. وَمَنْ أَحْيَا سُنَّتِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعْيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever gives life to my way, he loves me. And whoever loves me will be my companion in the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, چھوٹے بچے کو یہ تعلیم دی. So, you want to become my companion in Jannah? Then keep your heart clean from others. When is he teaching him? In his young age. One more hadith comes to my mind quickly. Ya Bunayya, same, Anas ibn Malik, oh, my piyare bache. Ya Bunayya, idha dakhalta ala ahlika fasallim. When you, oh small child, when you enter inside your house, say assalamu alaikum. Why? Yakunu barakatan alayka wa ala ahli baytik. It will be barakat and blessings for you and your entire family if you say assalamu alaikum entering your house. Kis ko taalim di ja rahi? Chote se bache ko. So if we instill within our small children the importance of sunnah, everyone say inshallah, then when our child will grow up, he will be aashik of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he will follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he will live upon this and die upon this and also teach others inshallah. And then we as a father or a mother, we are successful in parenting. If you have taught your child the road leading to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are successful. Allah's qasam, you are a successful father. You are the best mother in the world if your child has learned sunnat way of living and getting through his life. There's nothing better than this. So we make dua to Allah. Allah give us tawfiq. So now don't just go home now and just force your children, hey, this is sunnah, this. No, no. Not just this is sunnah, this is sunnah. Make them know sahib sunnah, who is the man of sunnah. Introduce them to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then when you introduce them to Rasulullah sallam, then you instill love for him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then they'll want to imitate him by following the sunnah of Rasulullah. So ye aasan tarika hai ki huzur ki pehchan karai jaye, huzur ki mohabbat dilai jaye. Jab huzur ki mohabbat paida hogi to khud ba khud sunnaton se mohabbat aur uns paida ho jayega. Allah pak give me the tawfiq. Allah pak hum sab ki aulad ko nek aur saleh banaye, hum sab ki auladon ko fitnon se mehfooz farmaye, hum sab ki auladon ko hamari aankhon ki thandak banaye, aur hum sab ki aulad ko is duniya mein bhi kamyabi ata farmaye aur aakhirat mein bhi huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke girhon mein se unka hashr farmaye. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin sallallahu alaihi wa sallam ma alaina hadal baqa. Oh, man. I'm boiling.